Okay, so let's see. Okay. All right, there's an interesting sefer called the Sefer Tashbetz Katan, which is a collection of minhagim of the Rishonim. And the Maharam Zal, it says in source number one, when he would say Vayihi Noam, which is the last pasuk of Tehillim, chapter Tzadi, Perek Tzadi, and then he would say Tehillim Perek Tzadi Aleph, which ends with the famous pasuk Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi, he used to repeat the pasuk two times. Sounds a little bit familiar to us. Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi, Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi. And why would he do that? He did that because when you add up the number of words in Tehillim chapter 91, Oz Yeshbo Kaminyan Kohanim. If you repeat the pasuk of Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi, so then you'll have 125 words, which is the gematria of the word Kohanim. Okay? Of all of the psukim to emphasize, why are we emphasizing this pasuk of Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi? So he writes, Lefi Shekohanei Chashmonai Uvanav Hayu Holchim L'Molchama. That when the Kohanim, our most important Kohanim, certainly in the context of Hanukkah, when they went out to battle, Omru Zayin Pam Vayhi Noam, they said Vayhi Noam seven times, Ubeiz Pamim Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu, and they would recite the Pasuk of Orech Yamim on the battlefields, and they were victorious, V'nitzchu, and they won. They won their battles. So if you open up, what does it have in that one? So that's Segula Saneros. Yeah, so if you pick up any little kuntres or tipsechen also, you'll pick up, let's say. Yeah, so you pick up these, you know, kuntres on Hanukkah. So after the brachos, is it yours and Tommy? A lot of kavanas. I don't know what's going on here. After the brachos, or haneros halalu, right? Maos sor. And then it says, segula l'shmira lomer achad lakas neros. To say Vayihi Noam and Yosheb Seser Elyon seven times. And of course, Yosheb Seser Elyon ends with Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi. And over here, you have the Pasuk twice. David HaMelech wrote the Pasuk once. But we have this practice of emphasizing this Pasuk. Of emphasizing the Pasuk of Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi. And all this farm bring this, and they talk about it, and we're going to try and understand it. But this is an early source for it. Apparently, the Maharam, Meirutenberg, as quoted here by the Tashbetz Katan, had the practice whenever he would recite, you know, not only in a Hanukkah context, but he would always repeat the pasuk of Orech Yamim, as we are known to do, because this was the battle cry of the Chashmonaim. And it was in this merit that they won the battle. Okay? I'd like to try to figure out what the secret behind Orech Yamim Asbi'eyu V'areyu B'shuasi is today. That's the goal for today. And to do that, we need to understand what exactly we were fighting for on Hanukkah. Okay, so let's learn a little Maharal. The Maharal writes in his Sefer Ner Mitzvah, which is his Sefer on Hanukkah, in source number 3. Ki kol inyan ha-malchus zeh shayim avakshim ha-chachma. We know, the Yavanim were obsessed with chachma. They were interested in wisdom. V'lakach hayu noistim daitim ala Torah ulevata lo sami Yisrael. But there was a certain type of chachma, as we've spoken about, that they couldn't be sovel. And that was a godly chachma. They didn't like the notion that God has ideas that transcend human intellect. Ki lo hayu rotzim shetia chachma beprachi yoyser chachma vi yoyserel yonam ena chachma enoshis rahilehem. They were very deeply bothered by the fact that there was a wisdom that transcended the chachma enoshis, the human wisdom that they had created. Kamo shehi b'torah shi chachma lakol. And that's exactly what Torah is. Torah is this ability to be given a transcendent wisdom, a chachma that is an all-encompassing wisdom. And what we call Torah is not shayich to the nations of the world. As the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Malka v'sarea bagayim ein Torah. Im yomer lecha adam yesh chachma bagayim. If someone tells you that the people of the world have wisdom, then ta'amin, you should believe them. Because the world has a lot of great ideas. Tremendous wisdom. However, if someone in the world tells you, Im yomer yesh Torah bagayim, al tamen. If someone tells you that the nations of the world have Torah, no. Torah, there's only one thing called Torah. There's no such thing as Torah.
And therefore he writes where it's bolded, V'lakach ha-malchus, hem yavanim, lo hayu misnagdim li-Yisrael ki im b'torasam. They didn't have anything against the Jews. They didn't want to harm Jews. They wanted to harm the notion that we have a Torah. Ki ein gibor miskane ela begibor shekamosam. Because a person is only jealous of someone who is what? A strong person is only jealous of someone who shares their strength. So the wisdom of the Greeks is unbelievable. So they feel very threatened by a wisdom that's just slightly greater than theirs. And of course, in their mind, it's only slightly greater. In our mind, it's infinitely greater. Right? But they hated being in second place. They were deeply, deeply bothered by being in second place to Torah. Ulefichach ratzu la'abid mehem haTorah. And therefore, they wanted to negate Torah. This was what the whole Malchus of Yavon was about. Levatel miYisrael Milas haTorah haElokis, to negate the godly aspect of Torah. V'chol davar Eloki b'prat, and anything godly in particular. Shayarotzu umazos shelo yechas v'shalom liYisrael Mila Elokis. In other words, very simply, says the Maharal, they wanted to negate from us this concept of a Mila Elokis, of a godly elevation that is unique to the Jewish people who live their lives according to the Torah. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben or l'choshech ben Yisrael la'am. That was what the Torah represented to them. And they said, we don't have anything against the Jews. You have your culture, we have our culture. But if your culture claims that you're playing by a different set of rules of reality because you're connected to some transcendent, supernal wisdom, that they couldn't be so. Yes, Rav Max.
We talk a lot about the spiritual aspect, and so how does that tie in with the Rabbi Mechim?
Right, how did it turn into a war? Eventually it descended into a war. Eventually it descended into a war, and again, we just learned that the battle cry on the field was Orech Yavim Asviyeh V'Areyu B'Shua Si. That was their battle cry. But again, it only descended into a war because we wouldn't give in, right? We wouldn't accept that the Torah was just, you know, another class. We weren't so well such an idea. And that led to fighting, right? I mean, it began in the realm of ideas, and like anything, if you don't know how to express yourself in words and ideas, eventually it turns into a fist fight. So that's what happened.
What does it mean?
Orach yamim asviyehu va'areyu b'shuasi. What does it mean? How would you translate it? Okay. Asviyehu, lashon of like v'chalta v'savata. So be satiated with orach yamim, with lengthy days, and then our eyu b'shuasi. And then I'll see salvation. Orach yamim asviyehu v'areyu b'shuasi. Orach yam asviyehu v'areyu b'shuasi. Again, these are the words of David HaMelech, right? So David HaMelech is asking for lengthy days to be able to see the salvation. That should be every Jew, in a certain sense, greatest fear. Again, maybe this is not what David was saying, but one of our greatest fears as a human being should be a fear of, like, what if we go our whole life and Mashiach doesn't come? Because we're supposed to believe that Mashiach's coming any second. So David says, you know, give me a long life and I'll be able to see the salvations of Hashem. Right? But we'll see what we're going to, you know, not ready to translate yet because I want to, we'll see what we're going to try to do with this pasuk. Okay? But that's the Maharal. The Maharal says the Yavanim hated the Maila Elokis. They hated the godly dimension of Jews, and of course that's embodied by the Torah. Why is it that sometimes you have people who are big Talmidei Chachamim and their children are not interested in Torah? So there's a lot of reasons why that might be. But believe it or not, Chazal addressed such an idea. Chazal gave a very interesting answer to that question. Maharal wrote another sefer called Tiferes Yisrael. Maharal wrote a sefer for each of the Yom Tovim. Right? Sort of his Shvua sefer is Tiferes Yisrael. It's all about what is Torah and Kabbalah Satorah and Matan Torah. And in the very introduction to Tiferes Yisrael, in source number 4, he quotes the Gemara in the Devarim. Mipnei ma ein talmidei chacham mitzuyim shiyotze mehem talmidei chachamim. Why is it unfortunate sometimes we see that big talmidei chachamim don't produce big talmidei chachamim? It could be rabbeim who have great Torah wisdom who are not able to raise their talmidim up to their level. It could be talmidim whose children are not as interested in Torah as they are. Why is that? Mar nedarim pe aleph mevnei she'ein mevarchin b'torah tchila. Because they don't recite birchas haTorah. She'ein mevarchin b'torah tchila. They don't make the bracha of Torah before learning Torah. Really? You know a Talmud Chacham in the world who doesn't say birchas haTorah in the morning? Ki afim hayu mevarchin b'peh, says the Maharal, even though, of course, they say the words of birchas haTorah, Mikol makom davar hazeh, this thing that I'm describing to you, which again he's describing in other parts of his introduction and throughout the Sefer, shehu nesina haTorah, to focus on the giving of the Torah. Why are we obsessed with the giving of the Torah? Why should we be obsessed with the giving of the Torah? Why in our birchas haTorah do we emphasize nosein haTorah? Why are we talking about the nosein haTorah, the giver of the Torah? Why are we talking about the giving of the Torah? Matan Torah. Why do we talk about the giving so much? Because it's that moment where Hashem gave it to us, right, is what makes it significant. Meaning, if I just take it and put it on my shelf and forget that it's from Hashem, then it's really not Torah. It's the nesina, it's the fact that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, Torah si al tazovu. Don't abandon my Torah. Know that it's from me. Because otherwise it's just going to get mixed into the stack of books with all the Greek philosophy books. And then what's the point of it? So therefore, says the Maharal, sometimes even great Talmidei Chachamim fall into this trap where, of course, they say Birchas haTorah, but they're not really paying attention to what the words mean. They're not focused on the fact that what? That there's an Asinas haTorah. Tzarech levarech Hashem yisbarach b'chol libo, to thank Hashem from the depths of their heart, that Hashem, that God Himself, Creator of the universe, who's sustaining me with every breath, gave me the Torah. It's not just Stam, another book of ideas. It's the wisdom of Hashem. And when I learn it, I have to see it as a way of connecting to Hashem. Otherwise, it's just another book on the shelf. That's what the Maharal is saying. And therefore, he writes, second to last line of the first paragraph, Afimu Talmud Chacham v'Tzadik Gamor. You could be a Talmud Chacham, you could be a Tzadik, but it's very difficult sometimes to what? To appreciate the giver of the Torah. Because the more you learn, in a certain sense, the more dangerous it becomes. You become a Bal Kishron, you become a big Lamdin, you become a person whose mind is filled with the ideas of Torah, and then you can lose out on the most basic point that what? That I could stay on one pasuk my whole life as long as I know it's from Hashem. And I can learn Kol Torah Kula and not know it's from Hashem, and what's it really worth? That's a very frightening idea. It says the Maharal in the second paragraph, Va'od, Ki atamen chacham libo davek el Torah. The Torah is very sweet. The Torah is very attractive. The Talmud Chacham loves the Torah so much, ki chaviva Torah alamdeh. And we all know, right? When you start to understand Torah, it feels amazing. The spiritual, intellectual high that comes along with it is very geshmak. But there's a tremendous danger that b'shvil ahavasam l'Torah, davarzeh misalik avas hamakom, b'sha zos shabam l'omor. Because I'm so entrenched in the sugya, that unfortunately my love of Torah has replaced my love of who? Of the giver of Torah. I forget about Hashem. Ki kasher ba'am l'lmod Torah, v'avasim el Torah, ein b'limud shalahem ha'ava el Hashem yisparach, b'masha nasar haTorah. I forget about the fact that God was the one who gave me this Torah. Because the sugi is just so geshmak. Right? And the question of Rav Chaim Brisker on the Rambam is just so deep, so penetrating. And trying to come up with a way to resolve Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question is so tantalizing that I totally lose myself in that. And I forget that the Torah is the Word of God. So he writes in that last paragraph, L'fichach, ein yotzim hem talmidei chachamim. So therefore, sometimes in a very holy rebellion, a child of a Talmud Chacham or a student of a big Lamdan will sometimes say, my Rebbe knows a lot of ideas, my parent knows a lot of ideas, but I feel like they're missing the main thing. And the child or the student who doesn't know as much has a certain innocence in the relationship with Torah that they're able to recognize that. And they feel like the main thing is missing. Ki eilu hayu ohavim oso b'masha Torah nimtza mito yizbarach. Because if they would love the Torah, the fact that it's from Hashem, haya Hashem yizbarach gam kein tzibah l'Torah letzeis mehat tamidei chachavim. So if you loved Hashem, so then you'd be able to give that over. Va'at Hashem dveikim v'rod from achra Torah atzma b'lvad, but now that they're just chasing the Torah itself, sort of without va'atem ha'dveikim ba'Hashem alokeichem chayim kulchem ayom, without, you know, the clinging to Hashem, So then Houston, we have a problem, you know, that something's lost in transmission here. And he concludes the paragraph by quoting the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, "V'lo shamu bekoli, v'lo halchu ba'Hashem." V'lo halchu ba. So says the Maharal, "Lo shamu bekoli neged haTorah atzma." They didn't listen to my voice, which is the Torah. V'lo halchu ba, but they also didn't walk with it. What's the it? Shelo lachu haTorah im sibasa. They didn't take the Torah with the cause of the Torah. They didn't take the author of the Torah. They didn't take Hashem. Ki lakichas haTorah im sibasa nikra halicha b'Torah legamri. Because when I take the one who's responsible for the Torah with the Torah, that's called really walking with the Torah. Right? When a person takes the Torah and runs ahead, and you leave Hashem behind, yeah, so then you're in violation of, don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. You know, you never know how it's going to play out at that point. So you can't leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind. And the Maharal says that's why, unfortunately, sometimes even big Talmidei Chachamim, right, unfortunately, lose some of their disciples or their own children because they feel that something is terribly lacking. Something fundamental in the relationship of what Torah is supposed to be is missing. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Now, there's a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, which in a certain sense, what we're about to learn, this teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, in many ways is the essence of what the Baal Shem Tov came to fix. Because what the Maharal is just complaining about is so much what the Baal Shem Tov was coming to this world to fix. The Gemara in Chagiga says the following, Tesam Advis. Amr le bar hei hei le hillel. Bar hei hei once made the following insight, and he shared with Hillel. Interesting, bar hei hei was a convert to Judaism, if I'm not mistaken, and sometimes a convert, a person from an outside perspective, is able to clarify certain things for us, what Torah really is. That's why Yisro is so fundamental to the giving of the Torah. Right? That's why Yisro, Parshas Yisro, the Sfarim ask, how could it be the Parsha named for Yisro, who was an idol-worshipping priest? Kohen Midian is the one who has the Torah given in his Parsha. And the answer is yes. How did he become the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu? Sometimes you need to import a fresh set of eyes in order just to be able to make a cheshbon and nefesh. So Bar Hei Hei, if I'm not mistaken, he's quoted at the end of Pirkei Avos as a convert, he once said to Hillel, "Mai dichsiv v'shavtim or isem bein tzadik l'rasha bein ovid elokim l'asher lo avado. V'shavtim or isem, I contemplated the difference between a tzadik and a rasha, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Hainu tzadik, hainu ovid elokim, hainu rasha, hainu asher lo avado." Doesn't the pasuk say the same thing twice? Tzaddik and Rasha, one who serves God and one who doesn't serve God. So you're just, you know, you're saying the same idea twice. Amar le, Hillel said back to him, no. Avdo v'lo avado are actually tarvayu tzaddike gemurei ninu. You could have two tzaddikim, one who serves God and one who doesn't. What? I keep it tzaddik who doesn't serve God. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, "Ve'eino dome shona pirko meya pamim l'shona pirko meya ve'echad," because you can't compare a person who learns something 100 times to a person who learns 101 times. So they both learned 100 times. They learned the sugya 100 times. They're both tzaddikim, but the person who learns it 101 times is an Eved Hashem, and the person who learns it just 100 times, it's ki'ilu lo avado. He doesn't serve God. So the Gemara says, "Amar lei barhei," said back to him, "What are you talking about? Mishum chad zimna kari lei lo avado, because he didn't learn the Gemara one more time. He's called someone who doesn't serve God. What are you saying? He's a tzad. So you're saying there's tzaddik in Russia, right? A Russia doesn't learn at all. A tzaddik learns 100 times, but the tzaddik could still be a lo avado. He's a tzaddik, but he doesn't serve God. But if you learn 101 times, then you're tzaddik, and you're also an oved Hashem. What does that mean? How could that be?" So Hillel says back to him, "Yeah. You see that sometimes one little bit more makes a big difference. Amar lei, in, yes, one more time makes a difference. Tzeyu lamad mishuk shel chamarin. Go learn from the marketplace of the donkey drivers. Asara parsi bezuza. The first 10 miles cost a zuz. But if you say to the donkey driver, I need you to take this package 11 miles, that's already got to charge you extra, right? This donkey only does 10 miles, that's going to cost you extra. Right? It's like taking an extra bag on the plane or something. Chadasar parse, if you go 11 miles, then you're already paying double. Trezuze. That's very taxing on my animal. My animal can only do up to 10 miles, it costs, you know, one zuz. The second you go over 10 miles, you're already paying double. Trezuze, you pay twice. Okay. Right? If you okay, fine. So go learn from the world. Right? If your package is a little too heavy, all of a sudden the overage, you know, charge is like way high. Okay. So apparently the same thing in Ruchnius, that if a person learns 100 times, a person learns 101 times, that extra time is mamish. The difference between an Eved Hashem and a not Eved Hashem. They're both tzaddikim, right? Tarvayu tzaddikei gemur, they're both tzaddikim, but one is an Eved Hashem, one is not. The Tanya writes in the 15th chapter that in the olden days, a person used to learn something 100 times. That was standard practice. So if you learn something 101 times, you're showing your abundant love for Hashem. What the Tanya discusses in the 15th chapter of Tanya. But the Baal Shem Tov explained, 100 to 101 means the following, and it's quoted first by the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov in the first Chassidus Sefer ever printed, the Tolos Yaakov Yosef, in his Kuntres Achron, where he quotes teachings from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. He quotes our Gemara in Chagiga, the difference between 100 and 101. And he asks the question, I don't understand, how could it be that there's such a difference, like the Gemara asked. And the Gemara's answer is still hard for us to understand. So he explains in the fifth line, Ubir Alpi Mashal, in source number 6. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef explained the name of the Baal Shem Tov. I'll explain with a mashal. Bo yavo berina nose alu mosav. Im yisod Torah sorvavu dasu liyuhara. It's not how we call a mashal, usually like some type of, you know, parable. He's saying, I'll make my point by comparing it to just a person. If a person learns Torah, and he does so for yuhara, for his own gaiva, for his own intellect, to be smarter than his chavrusa, to be smarter than the rest of the world. If he does it for yuhara, if it's just self-serving, gam shu ovid Hashem eno klum, then his avodas Hashem, even though he said, what do you mean? I could be reading Aristotle, I'm reading a Gemara, I'm reading Bava Kama. Yeah, but you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, and therefore it's basically worthless. Me'acher shechoser mimenu echad. Because you're missing what? The one. You're missing the main thing, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. You're missing the echad. Sheyachavin lishmo yizbarach sod echad amiti. You're missing the main thing. So why is it different than any other class that's worth taking to advance your understanding of ideas? Uvezeh yuvan, so says the Baal Shem Tov, that's what it means. A person could be what? Gamshu Oved Hashem, we call Mako Mikri Lo Ovad. A person can be an Oved Hashem and he's called not an Oved Hashem. A person can read the Gemara 100 times, and this guy who's sitting next to him could also read the Gemara 100 times. What's the difference between the two of them? Why is one called an Eved Hashem, one not? Because one learns it 100 times without thinking about Hashem, and the other one learns it 100 times, the same 100 times, but it's 101 with awareness of the one above. That's what the Gemara means. He's doing all the right things, he's doing all the right motions, but you can't compare a person who learns it 100 times to a person who learns it 101 with the awareness of the one. V'tam she'eno domesh, shona kuf pam, l'shona kuf aleph, shechasar echad. He's missing the echad, he's missing the main thing. He's missing the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. Which of our enemies tries to stop us from recognizing this echad? So the truth is, this is a Purim sugya, and this is a Chanukah sugya. I'm not going to give you the full Purim sugya now. I'll give you a taste of the Purim sugya just very quickly, because our Rebbe talks about it. Who's our Rebbe? The Degel Malchanei Ephraim. The Degel Malchanei Ephraim in his drush for Purim, in source number 7, writes, V'nira lefi anias daiti, sheish gam kein b'diburim elu shal haman remez zechus al Yisrael, v'chol dvarav shahaya omer lekitrik hakol yesh bo gam kein zechus gadol al Yisrael. Everything Haman said that was nasty about us, if understood properly, is actually a limud zchus on Klal Yisrael. V'Hashem Yisbach berachem of osa zeh, Hashem took the words of Haman, he put it into Haman's mouth, and Hashem meant something good. So when Haman says about Klal Yisrael, Yeshno Am Echad, there's an Am Echad, there's this one nation, what's the end of Haman's taina against us? They're Mefuzar, Mefurad, they're all over the place. Yeah. But he calls us an Am Echad. Yeshno Am Echad. What does that mean, Yeshno Am Echad? Hainu Am Echad, Shem Yisrael Shenavru Nivra'u Kedei Lasok B'Torah. Vehem B'Teilim Midivrei Torah. Vehem B'Chinas Yeshenim Kmo Yoshev Batel Kiyoshen Dami. What did Haman say about us? Yeshno Am Echad, like the Gemara and Medrash referred to, Yeshno Am Echad, there are people who are Yeshenim. They're sleeping from the Echad. They're not connected to Hashem. But of course, the Pashup Shah, the words are Yeshno Am Echad. There is a nation that is a nation of Echad. They embody Echad. The Kitra he wanted to say is that Rafu Yadeya Min HaTorah. That's what a Malik comes to do, to weaken our connection to Torah. And how does a Malik say that? Learn Torah, just forget about Hashem. It's mamish very Yavandik, as we'll see. Right? And there's a lot of connections to be made between Yavan and a Malik, which we're not going to go into right now. But there's a lot of strong connections. So then he quotes our Gemara. And he quotes the teaching of his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, that you can't compare a person who learns 100 to a person who learns 101. So what was Haman really saying? Yes, he was slandering us and saying, there's a people who are asleep in their connection to Hashem. There's a people who have forgotten about learning for the right reasons. But he's also really saying, but be'emes yeshno am echad, they're a nation who are supposed to be able to what? To focus on the echad. Look what he writes where it's bolded. Hainu, shemachnis echad. We are the people who are supposed to not just read books because we're smart. That's not why Hashem gave us the Torah. Because Jews are smart and we'd be bored otherwise. We need a really interesting book to read. That's totally not the point. That they study, Mishnah, they learn. They learn lifamim hu im echad. When the Jews learn, they learn with echad. Yeshno am echad, yeshno im echad. They learn with echad. They learn with Hashem. Shalom dim Torah lishma. They're machnis the echad bilimudo. Uverega achas ahi shoskim b'Torah lishma. And when they learn Torah correctly, even if it's just for a moment, mitaknim kol haolamos. Then all the worlds fall into place, and all the shefa and bracha can come down upon us. Because then we're using the greatest gift of all time in the right way. And anytime we learn Torah and we're not doing this, we're abusing the greatest gift of all time. It's not just chaval that we're missing out. No, we're undermining the whole underpinning of creation. Every time we study Torah and we're not seeing it as a place of hiskashrus with us and Hashem. So the Svarim explain, this is the claim of the most vicious form of Amalek. Look at the name Amalek. The Svarim explain, Amalek can be understood as what? Amel Kuf. Amel Kuf. What does Amel Kuf mean? Learn it 100 times. Amelus, get really into it. 100 times. As long as you don't do 101. As long as you forget about Hashem, Haman says, no problem. So if that's true on Purim, and there's a lot more to say about that, of course, the heroine of Purim is Esther, is the Aleph Seser, is the hidden Aleph that we're trying to get to, that plus one that we're trying to get to. There's a lot to say about it. But of course, Purim is primarily a fight against our bodies. And that's why we celebrate by feasting and drinking. Chanukah, obviously even more so than Purim, is when they're really trying to stamp out Hashem, like we saw in the Maharal. That they're fighting against the Maila Elokis. They're fighting against the notion of a spiritual being called the Jew, of a Torah, of a Chachma Elokis, of a Maila Elokis that's found uniquely by Yisrael. Like we say in the Bimei Matisyahu, they came what? Lashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted us to forget your Torah. Ulavira mechuke ritzonecha. They want us to get your ratzon. Keep the Torah on the shelf, but just don't let it be different. They want us to forget that there's a no sin at Torah. Get so lost in the sugya that you forget that there's someone who actually gave you the Torah. So how do we fight back against this? How do we solve this problem? Okay, let's skip source number 9 for just a moment. Let's go to source number 10. The Kli Yakar says, and we know it well from the whole sugya of Chanukah, we know that Yavan is compared to Choshech. We spoke about in the Or Gedaliah how Choshech has the same letters as Shachach, of Shichacha, of forgetting. We spoke about the Gemara in Horios, how olive oil increases your memory. And how we're trying to remember, not just Torah, but we're trying to remember Hashem on Chanukah. And the Yavanim are trying to cause us to forget. So let's talk about forgetting. There's a pasuk in Ve'eschanan. Tucker explains in source number 10. Pentishkach es hadvar. We're very afraid that, God forbid, you could forget the experience of being at Har Sinai. Right? Zachor al tishkach. Don't forget. Don't forget that you once stood at Har Sinai, and Hashem gave you the Torah. Raki shomer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od pen tishkach zavar mesher roe necha. Make sure your eyes are able to see. Don't ever forget yom mesher amadata lefnei Hashem lekecha b'chorev. Don't forget that you stood at Har Sinai once upon a time. What do you mean, don't forget Har Sinai? Just tell me, don't forget to learn. No. Don't forget Har Sinai experience. Remember that someone gave you the Torah. Take that with you. Says the Kli Yakar. Chazal lamdu mikan. Chazal say from here, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And in 2 seconds, you'll know exactly how the Baal Shem Tov read this Mishnah. It's not on the page in front of you, but you'll know it. You know it already. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Hashocheach dovar echad mi mishnoso mischayev benafsho. You read a Mishnah like that, you're like, what? Chazal, chill out. You forget one thing, it deserves to die. I don't remember the Tosos we learned, 3.5 months ago on Daf Gimel, so now I deserve to die? No. How does the Baal Shem Tov read this Mishnah, obviously? If you're Shocheach Davar Echad, Mimishnaso, then Mischayev Benafsho, then yeah, then you're not learning Torah. Then you're using Torah completely the wrong way. If you forget the Davar Echad, if you forget the main thing, if you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you get the point of why you put on tefillin, of why you keep kosher, of why the Torah is asking you, not to touch women before you're married. If you forget all the basic things that the Torah is demanding of you, keeping Shabbos, why do I do these things? Why am I sitting and learning? If I forget the whole point of it, then mischayev benafsho, then your whole life has been undermined. Kigorim la'atzma shagam Hashem yishkacheyu, says the Kli Yakar, because God forbid when we forget about Hashem, we cause Hashem to forget us. As the Pasuk says in Hosea, V'tishkach Torah salokecha, eshkach banecha gam ani. God forbid. And Chazal explained, he quotes our Gemara in Chagiga, V'shavtim re'isim ben tzadik l'rasha, ben oved alokim, l'asher lo avado, she'in odome shona pirko mea palm, l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. So he says, I heard a remez. Listen to this Kli Yakar. Shamati remez ledavar. I heard the following remez. Lo avado, that's our pasuk in Malachi, is Rashi Tevos Lamid Ayin. What's the gematria of Lamid plus Ayin? 100. That's right. So if you only learn 100 times, then you fall into the category of Lo Avado, those who do not serve Hashem. However, the pasuk says, I see the difference between what? An Ovid Elokim La'asher Lo Avado. So what are the Rashi Tevos of Ovid Elokim La'asher, he says, where it's bolded? 101. Ah, exactly. So says the Kli Yakar, I see, hinted in the Pasuk, I've heard, hinted in the Pasuk, a hint of this idea of 100 versus 101. Lo Avado is Rashi Tevos 100. Ovid Elokim La'asher is Rashi Tevos 101. That's how Chazal knew you can't compare, based on this Pasuk in Malachi, you can't compare 100 to 101. Okay, Gevaldik. That's what I've heard, he says. He continues in the next paragraph. He says, now I'm going to tell you my own remez. V'zem yishali la'asos remez yakar. I want to tell my own remez. Here's my own remez. What's the Hebrew word for remembering? What's the Hebrew word for forgetting? What's the shorish of those words? The Hebrew word for remembering is zayin, chaf, resh. What's the Hebrew word for forgetting? Right? Shechaz, shin, chaf, ches. How much is to be zocher? Zayin Chafresh. 227. And how much is Shechacha, the root of the word Shechacha? Shin Chaf Ches. 328. What's the difference between remembering and forgetting? 101. The difference between remembering and forgetting is 101. That's the difference between remembering and forgetting. And therefore, he concludes the paragraph by telling us we should remember very well that we once upon a time stood at Har Sinai. And he writes, again, I bolded it for you. Hishamer ushmor nafshecha ma'od. Hey, vav, nun, mem, is Rashi Tevos 101. Make sure you remember Har Sinai. Don't forget the one. Don't forget the one who gave you the Torah. Ad kan, the words of the Kli Yakar. Yeah.
This is very simple, but I just think it's so interesting and it's very nice that the 13 men...
That's right. The 13 soldiers, like Rashi brings in Parshas Vezos Bracha, who went out to fight against the Yavanim. 13 is Gematria Echad. Exactly. They were fighting for the Inyan of Echad. Exactly. Beautiful. So now, I skipped over part of the Kli Yakar where he says, I think there's a malach whose name is Zayin Chafresh, who helps you to remember. And there's another malach whose name is Shin Chafches, who causes you to forget. I'm not sure where he got that from. Let's talk about another malach. Who's the malach of the Jewish people? Who's our defendant? Who's our sanegor in Shemayim? Who's the malach in Shemayim who watches over Klal Yisrael, who defends us, who runs the Beis HaMikdash Shomala? He's the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. A malach by the name of Michael. And what's the name of the Sitra Acha? Sitra Acha has a name, no? What's the name of the Satan? Does he have a name? His name is Samach Mem Aleph and Lamed. We don't usually pronounce his name. We call him the Sam. Sam means poison. So now let's go back to source number 9. In the Ein Yaakov, on the Agarta, in the Iyun Yaakov commentary, in source number 9, on that Gemara in Chagiga, he tells us a Gevaldik thing. He says, I don't know about this Malach that the Kliyakar is talking about, the Malach named Zachar and a Malach named Shachach. I don't know about that. I know about another Malach, though. I know about a Malach of the Jewish people called Michael, and I know about the name of the Satan called Samach Mem. So he writes in source number 9, Varemiz Pashut Hu, Ki Michael Sar HaTorah, Michael, who's the defending Malach of the Jewish people, our Malach in Shemayim. What's the gematria of the name Michael? 101. Gematria Me'ev Echad. Va'ashichacha, and what causes us to forget? There's something called the Sitra Achra, a Satan, a Yitzhahara, a Klipa, whatever you want to call it. And his name is Sam, Samach Mem. What's the gematria of Samach Mem? 100. So Eino Dome. You can't compare what the Malach Michael is trying to help us to do and what the Sitra Achra is trying to get us to do. In other words, the Sitra Achra is not against learning Torah. And neither are the Yavanim, and neither is Haman, the biggest enemies of Jewish history. We're not against Torah. Just keep it Amal Kuf, Amalek. Just learn Torah, but let it be amongst all the other Svarim on the shelf. And therefore, on Hanukkah, we fight against that. We fight against that, and we work to try to make sure that we restore what our relationship with Torah is really supposed to be. So now, we're really ready to see the punchline. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, the Hanukkah story. My Hanukkah. Chaver, what is Hanukkah? Source number 11. Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Ditana Rabbanan. B'chaf hei b'kislev yomei d'chanukah t'manya inun. On the 25th of Kislev are the 8 days of Hanukkah. And we can't have hespedim. And we can't fast. Because kishenichnas v'yavanim lehecha. When the Yavanim came into the hecha, they made everything tamei. Timu kol hashmanim shebehecha. They tried to damage all of the shemen in the hecha. And when Malchus Beis Chashmonai, when those 13 soldiers, right, like Shoval pointed out, Gematria Echad, when those 13 soldiers fought back, and they won, and we know their battle cry, we're going to come back to it, Orech Yom Asbieo V'Ariyah V'Shuasi. When they won that war, Badku V'lo Matsu, they searched and they searched until they found what? They found, Chever, what did they find? A Pach Echad Shel Shemen. And it had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. What is this Pach Echad, and who is the Kohen Gadol? I told you, I was zocha one time to meet a great tzaddik from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nosson Gestetner Zatzal. Went to his house one time in Bnei Brak to buy a svarim from him, about 15 years ago. He's no longer alive. He has many, many, many amazing svarim called Lahoros Nosson and Nosson Pirio. In the Lahoros Nosson on the Moadim, in the fifth volume, in source 12, he tells us the whole sugya comes together now. V'inei Hashemen Mesugo Lezikaron. As we mentioned the other week, from the Gemara in Horios, oil helps a person to remember. It's a segula for memory. V'haynu dafka shemen tahor ditara zudas. We have to have tara, we have to have das. Real das means connection. Not just to learn the Gemara devoid of Hashem, but to learn it as connected to Hashem. And therefore we need the temeim to fall into the hands of the tahorim, like we say in the davening. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you delivered temeim into the hands of the tahorim. What's the gematria of temeim? Temeim biyad tahorim. What's the gematria of temeim? 100, exactly. Temeim biyad tahorim. We say, we're not falling for that tamei dika oil. We want the pure oil. They came in and they made all the oil tamei. In other words, they removed that tara, which is das, which is connection, from the oil, which is the wisdom, and from the remembering of Hashem. They wanted us to forget that it's your Torah, Hashem. V'kenegedzu ika havtachos Hashem Yisbarach ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in his Torah, it's Mamash Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's famous, you know, teaching, ki lo si shachach mi pizaro, that it will never be forgotten. Torah can never be forgotten. V'hainu sheratu l'ashkiach torasecha al yidei sar hashichacha, they wanted us to forget Torah using the sar hashicha, that angelic force which caused us to forget, hu hasam, the sar shal yavan. If the malach what? If the malach Michael is the one who defends the Jewish people, yeah, then the Sitra Achra is, so to speak, the malach of Yavan. The sam is the malach of Yavan. Sam gematria 100. By the way, where is this pasuk that we've been talking about?
Malachi.
In Chagiga? Yeah, very good. In the book of Malachi. Right? Malachi, because you thought about it. Right. Malachi is also Michal. Same letter as Michal, 101. The whole Indian of 101. So what did they find? They found the Pach. What's the gematria of Pach? No.
101.
How much is Pach? 100. Right? Pei, Chav. 100. But the Chashmonam didn't find the Pach. They found Pach Echad. Says Rav Nosson Gestetner, Matu Pach Echad. A Pach plus an Echad. 101. Shayachosum b'chos Moshe Kohen Gadol. And whose seal was on the Pach? The seal of the Kohen Gadol. Chavra, which Kohen Gadol? I just told you. There's a Beis HaMikdash Shomata and there's a Beis HaMikdash Shomala. Who's the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shomala? The Gemara tells in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, Michael is the Sar HaGadol, who's Omer Umakiv Karbanos on the Mizbeach on high. And the Marsha explains that Michael is the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. So yes, the Pach Echor has the seal of who? Michael, 101. Whose very name is Gematria 101. And it's pure oil. It's unadulterated oil, which has the ability to what? To illuminate, to attach us to Hashem, Tara, to overcome the Temeyim, Gematria 100, and to attach ourselves to something much bigger. He continues in the left-hand column, Choshech ze Yavan. Choshech, of course, is the same letters as Shachach, as forgetting, of Shechacha. Ki Yavan ratza lashkicha. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu goes back for what? Pachim Ketanim. Unfortunately, for a moment, Yaakov had what? A moment of forgetfulness. Shachach Pachim Ketanim. He forgot. He just left behind the Pach. But of course, he went back and he made sure to turn the Pach into what? Into a Pach Echad. Right? And then Yaakov, when he goes back, says, Rav Nosson Gestetner, gets injured. Where did he get injured? Where does the Malach hit him? Where does he hit him? What's that called? Get a Nasha? Yeah, interesting. What does Nasha mean? Menasha. Lo nista sheminach meseches Megillah v'lo sista sheminan. To forget. You hit him in that part of the body that's forgetting. And it's actually called in the Torah what? The Kaf. Yerach. Kaf is Gematria 100. In other words, that Malach who's trying to stop Yaakov Avinu from what? From remembering this Pach. But on Chanukah we celebrate the Pach Echad. We celebrate the fact that they found a Pach Echad. Okay? Maybe you could add to the words of this holy tzaddik, Rav Nosson Gestetner, if we pay attention to the laning of these days, when the Nesiim bring their karbanos, right? There's also a lot of Echad. There's a lot of ones. Right? They bring, you know, Mizrak Echad. Yeah? And they bring Kaf Achas. Yeah? Interesting. Look at that. In Source 13, Kaf Achas Asara Zahav Malaya Ketoras. One of the things that Nesiim bring, as we read it over and over and over throughout the course of Chanukah, is a kaf achas. What is kaf achas? Kaf, again, is 100. And achas is the one. Right? And it's meleya ketores. What is ketores? Ketores, of course, is incense. Right? But the word ketores means attachment. The spice of the ketores had to be compounded, had to be pulled together, packed together. The spices of the ketores have to be pulled together. So kaf achas, malaya ketores. A person who's connected to 101 is malaya ketores. He's filled with ketores. He's filled with connection to Hashem. And that's exactly how Rashi explains over there in Parshas Naso, this kaf achas. Kaf achas, what is this kaf achas? Keneged ha-Torah, shenitna miyado shel HaKadosh Baruch. Rashi says, while all of the things the Nesiim brought are merames to different things in Torah, right? It's Asara Zahav, can I give the Asara Sadibros? But it's the Kaf Achas, right? A Kaf, what's a Kaf? Kaf means like a palm, it's a hand. It's Hashem, so to speak, saying, take me by the hand when you take the Torah. Don't just take the Torah out of my hand. Let's walk together. Hashem says, take me along, like the Maharal told us. Don't leave Hashem behind and just take the Torah. Okay? Okay, Chev, we're ready to wrap up now. 2 minutes left. So now, let's come back to Orech Yamim Asbi'ehu V'Arehu B'Shuasi. Why was the battle cry of the Chashmonah and those 13 soldiers, excellent Ha'arah by Shoval, why was the battle cry of those 13 soldiers out on the battle, Orech Yamim Asbi'ehu V'Arehu B'Shuasi? David HaMelech, lengthen my days. And then we'll see the salvation. V'Arehu B'Shuasi. And I'll be zocha to see the real Yeshua. So maybe you could say the following. Latter of the word Yamim. Yud Mem, Yud Mem. 100. Yamim is 100. What happens if a person is Orech Yamim? What if you lengthen Yamim? In other words, what if you don't stop at 100? What if you lengthen Yamim? What if you go to 101? Ah, you go to 101, now we're talking. Orech yamim asbi'eyu v'areyu b'shuasi. If a person is orech yamim, if you extend the word yamim, expand the word yamim, don't just stop at 100. That's what the Chashmonaim were fighting for. The Yevanim wanted to say, just learn Torah, let it be like everything else. You don't need that extra one. You don't need to claim it's God's wisdom. It's on par with our wisdom as well. But those Chashmonaim went out to win the battle by screaming Orech Yamim. And they said it again and again and again. That itself is part of the keep doing it, right? Don't just stop at 100. Go beyond whatever the normal is. Orech Yamim, extend Yamim, make it to 101, and then Areyu B'Shuasi, and then you'll see the salvation. Maybe that's why it's the battle cry of the Chashmonaim on the battlefield. But I want to add one more point, especially in light of the fact that it's not by chance that Yud Tes Kislev is also one of the holidays that illuminates the darkness of Chodesh Kislev. Because if Chanukah is a time where we come to the level of Shemen, which really represents Pnimius HaTorah, Torah is compared to water. I was thinking the other night. Torah is compared to water. Yeah? Torah is compared to water. But Shemen, if you put Shemen in with water, you mix it together, the Shemen rises above the water. So what could possibly rise above Torah? It must be that Shemen represents a certain type of Torah. Right? If Mayim is Torah, Shemen represents the essence of Torah. If you learn the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Kuntres in Yana Shel Torah HaChassidus, the Lubavitcher Rebbe actually makes this point. The Chassidus, which corresponds to the deepest dimension of the Jewish soul, actually is connected to Shemen. And therefore Shemen rises above water. So to speak, it's the most elevated aspect. It's the part of Torah that's always rising higher, trying to be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu above. Not taking the Torah down below and leaving Hashem behind on our Sinai. But to take a Kadosh Baruch Hu with you. The Baal Shem Tov wrote a famous letter. There are only a few letters that Tzaddikim say. There's only, I think, 3 letters that we have from the Baal Shem Tov that are definitely from the Baal Shem Tov. There are others that are claimed to be from the Baal Shem Tov, which are debated. I think there are 3 letters that we hold agrees are authentic. Probably the most famous one is the one on the page in front of you in Source 15. The letter of the Baal Shem Tov, the Geras HaKodesh of the Baal Shem Tov, to his brother-in-law, Rav Gershon Kitover, where he describes on Rosh Hashanah the year Tav Kuf Zayin, where the Baal Shem Tov had an Aliyas Neshama, and he reached new heights. His soul ascended to higher realms than ever before, and he saw things like he never saw before. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah Shnas Tav Kuf Zayin Asisi Hashbaz Aliyas HaNeshama. I took some shvua type of phrase that I recited to experience Aliyas Neshama. Ki adua lecha, as you know about these things. V'reisi dvarim neflam b'mara mashalover isi adheina miyom amdi al dati. And I saw things and experienced things like I never saw before from the time I understood how to experience these types of things. Va'alisi midarga achar madrega achar madrega ad shenichnasti l'heichal Mashiach. And I went higher and higher and higher and higher until I came to the chamber of Mashiach. Shesham loymed Mashiach Torah im kol ha'tanayim v'tzadikim v'gam im shiva ha'ra'im. That's where Mashiach sits and teaches Torah to all the tzadikim and all the tanayim and the 7 shepherds, right? The 7 shepherds, the 7 ushpizin, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. V'shamer isi simcha gedola admor. And I saw there was a tremendous simcha. And he writes, I thought maybe I died, and that's why they're so happy. When they saw my neshama there, they thought I was coming there permanent. I was just coming to visit. But I interrupted the shir, and I asked Mashiach a question. V'sha'alti es pi Mashiach, and I asked Mashiach, Mashiach, when are you coming? Emasai osimar. When is the master coming? V'heishivli b'zois teda. With this you should know. Be'eis she'esfarsem limutcha v'yizgale ba'olam. From the time that what? That you reveal yourself and you become known in the world. And your teachings start to become well known. Ve'yafutzu mayenosecha chutza. Mashilimati oscha v'yisagta. And when you start to, when the wellsprings start to flow outward. She'yafutzu mayenosecha chutza. When the mayan starts to expand itself. Yeah? When it starts to spill over to the whole world. The teachings that I taught you and you've understood, then you'll know when Chassidus takes over. Yeah, and I'm not just talking about this far, I'm selling that catalog on the desk over there, right? But that's part of it. When it continues to spread and spread and spread and spread and grow, and the interest in it just takes on greater and greater breath of Klal Yisrael, it becomes overwhelming at a point that everyone's learning Chassidus and everyone's connected to the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. So then, that's a good siman that Mashiach is coming. That's what Mashiach himself told the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Okay? She'afutzu mayenosecha achutza. So first of all, let's take the word, let's take the Ma'ayan and let's spill it over. You know what I'm saying? Let's take the Ma'ayan and expand the Ma'ayan. That's what the Baal Shem Tov was told by Mashiach. So take the letters Ma'ayan and let's expand them. Not in Miloy. Let's take the Ma'ayan and just move it outwards. Chutza. Right? So meaning take each letter and just move it one letter outward. So take a mem and you move it down. You move it one letter out. Right? Move it to a nun. Higher letters are considered more lofty. Lower letters are more hachutza. So take the mayan and let's move it hachutza. So a mem becomes a what? Mem becomes a nun. And a ayin becomes a pei. A yud becomes a chaf, and a nun of mayan becomes a samach. Okay, so what letters do you have there? What do you see? Yeah, what do you have there? What do you see? You have a pach. You guys see the pach? See the pach? Oh, and it's a nes. It's a miraculous pach, right? It's pach and it's nes. You see it? Take the letters Mayan, you move them Achutza. Right? We have the Neis Pach. Okay, that's Chatzchan. Okay. So in other words, the Or Haganuz of Chanukah is very much connected to the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. That's why Chanukah is the last Yom Tov, right? It's the Yom Tov that's going to greet Mashiach. It's the final Yom Tov that was ever instituted for the Jewish people. Okay, fine. But now let's go a step further. Where does this phrase come from? Right? We made it into a song. Hey, Masai Kosimar, when is the master coming? Keshe Yafutsu Manosecha Chutza. This is the famous phrase. Right? It's written on the top of that catalog of Chassidus Shesvarim. Sheyafutsu Manosecha Chutza. Where did Mashiach get this phrase from? So it's a pasuk in Mishlei, in the final source. Yafutsu Manosecha Chutza Berechovos Palge Mayim. Yafutsu, to spread out the Ma'ayan. That the streams should spread outward, mamish outward. And again, the reason that this is so emphasized, the Baal Trevi explained it many times, and many tzaddikim did, the whole idea of chutza, that the Baal Shem Tov's teachings should reach chutza, mamish, the most distant Jew in the most distant place, should have a shaychus to it. It's part of what the Chabad houses around the whole world are about. And berachovos palge mayim, that in the streets there should be palge mayim, mamish, the mayim of Torah, the explosion of Torah. Okay? So, Chava, just work with me for a second here. Let's add up the gematria of this pasuk. Yafutsu mayenosecha chutza berechovos palgemayim. Okay? The whole pasuk. Okay? Let's do it together. I'm sorry to take too much of your time. If anyone needs to leave, you can leave. But let's add it up together. How much is yafutsu? 198. Yeah? I don't see 198. Let's try it again. 192. Okay, Mayanosecha. Mayanosecha, I don't see that. What did you say, 596? Let's try it again. $600. Okay. Chutza. 109. Barachovos. Barachovos. 618. Palge. 123. Mayim. 90. Okay, so let's add it up. Yafutzu mayin osecha chutzu berachovos palgimai. That's the whole pasuk in Mishlei. Okay? Oh, Jared to the rescue. 1732. Okay, write down the number. 1732. Yeah? Oh, chill out, Nani. Chill out. Okay, now let's go back to source number two and let's add up the gematria. Orech yom asbeo v'arei b'shuasi. It's chasen doma lemelech. That's how I can get away with these things. Okay, orech is how much? 221. Yamim is, that's our word, 100, right? We're trying to be oirechem, we're trying to expand the yamim. We don't want to get stuck at 100. Asbiyeh was how much? 3. 94. Va'arehu? 219. Bishuasi? 798. Is how much? We added all up. 221, 100, 394, 219, 798 is? 1732. So Orech Yom Asbiyah Varei B'Shuasi is exactly the same gematria, the full pasuk, as Yafutzu Mayinosecha Chutzu Rechovos Palgemayim. You hear? What's the Vart? The Vart is, this was the battle cry of the Chashmonaim, right? And there's the battle cry of the Baal Shem Tov, there's the battle cry of Mashiach himself, there's the battle cry of Rishon Bar Yochai and the Arizal, right? That a Jew should understand that Orech Yomim, I gotta expand Yomim, I have to make sure that I don't get stuck at 100. This is what the Kohen Gadol and Shemayim is fighting for. What the Malach Michal is fighting the Psalm about. Whatever that even means, right? That 101 should beat out 100. Maral says the whole reason the Yavan were able to conquer the Heichal is because Yavan is gematria 66, and Heichal is gematria 65. So you see, there's a koach. When you're one more than something else, you can totally conquer. So 101 can totally conquer 100. But again, it's all rooted in this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov that a Jew has to be able to learn Torah with the awareness of the One. Okay, I'll just end with a story that the Klausenberger Rebbe told in his Shi'urim on Chumash. He tells a story, he says, there was once a big machlokas between two tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim were writing back and forth to each other. Mamish, big people, not small people, big people. And one of the tzaddikim, to try to prove that he was right, wrote to the other tzaddik a very, very strongly worded letter. And he wrote him in the letter, V'shalu shivim hayadata. He wrote him 70 lines of the letter that began with the phrase hayadata. Do you know? And here's what he wrote in the letter. Hayadata lisporas osios b'shas bavli. Do you know how to count every letter in shas? Because I do. Meaning I know shas bal peh. Hayadata es osios harashi. Do you know every Rashi? Hayadata sifrei v'sifra, maisa merkava. Like, how many books do you know, Baal Peh? Because I know more than you. And he wrote, Hayadata this, Hayadata sheva chachmos. Do you know the seven wisdoms of the natural world? Which one needs to know in order to understand Torah, like the Vilna Gaon wrote. And he wrote, Hayadata Talmud Yerushalmi, Hayadata Talmud Bavli, Hayadata Medrash, Hayadata this, Hayadata that. I know all the Torah. So how dare you argue with me? So this other Rav wrote back to him, Ve'eshivo asheni, ode v'lo evosh. I want to begin with a confession. I don't know. I do not know those things. I do not know Shas Baal Peh. I do not know every Tosfos Baal Peh. I do not know every word of the Rambam Baal Peh. I do not know the Talmud Yerushalmi forwards and backwards. Like the palm of my hand, I don't. I do not. I confess I don't know those things. But I want to ask you one yodata, if you know. He wrote back to him, Davar echad ani yodea. There is one yodata that I do know. V'yadata hayom v'ashevosa elovecha ki Hashem hu Elokim v'shamayim ma'al v'aretz mitachas ein od. There is one yadata that I definitely do know, and he writes to him, Choshashani, and I suspect Shemiza in Chayodeh. And that one I don't think you know. For all your book knowledge, I have a feeling that in your big list of Hayadatas, there's one Yadata you don't know. Yadata Hayom Hashivos Levecha, Ki Hashem Elokim Hashamayim Ma'al V'Arech Mitachas Ein Od. And I suspect you don't know that. And if you don't know that, then I don't care how much you know. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. So, Chavre, this is the fight of Hanukkah. It's really important to remember that, well, why do we do anything Jewish? What's it about? What's the point of the whole thing? What is the point of the whole thing? So Hashem should help us to be connected to Him through His Torah. Again, it's the sweetest gift in the world. But the Maharal says the biggest Talmidei Chachamim could end up causing their own kids to go off the derech because their kids say, "What's the point of all this? This has nothing to do with God. You just like learning." So we have to make sure we don't fall into that Yavani trap, that Amaleki trap. And we should be zochet to see the expansion of the waters of Pnimiyas HaTorah, to recognize the God behind the Torah that we love to learn and see the Gula Shlema. Amen. 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 Thanks for coming. Enjoy reading week. Read Antoine. Should you read with Hashem? Yes, Max.